I asked the Persian to tell me by what trick the ghost had taken 20,000 francs from Richard's pocket in spite of the safety pin. He replied that he had not gone into this little detail, but that if I myself cared to make an investigation on the spot, I should certainly find the solution to the riddle in the manager's office by remembering that Eric had not been nicknamed the trapdoor lover for nothing. I promised the Persian to do so as soon as I had time, and I may as well tell the reader at once that the results of my investigation were perfectly satisfactory. And I hardly believed that I should ever discover so many undeniable proofs of the authenticity of the feats ascribed to the ghost. The Persian's manuscript, Christine Daae's papers, the statements made to me by the people who used to work under Monsieur Richard and Moncharmin, by little Meg herself, the worthy Madame Giry, I am sorry to say, is no more, and by Sorelli, who is now living in retirement at Louveciennes. All the documents relating to the existence of the ghost, which I propose to deposit in the archives of the opera, have been checked and confirmed by a number of important discoveries of which I am justly proud. I have not been able to find the house on the lake, Eric having blocked up all the secret entrances. Even so, I am convinced that it would be easy to reach it by draining the lake, as I have repeatedly requested the Ministry of Fine Arts to do. I was speaking about it to Monsieur Dujardin Beaumetz, the Undersecretary for Fine Arts, only 48 hours before the publication of this book. Who knows but that the score of Don Juan Triumphant might yet be discovered in the house on the lake. On the other hand, I have discovered the secret passage of the communists, the planking of which is falling to pieces in parts, and also the trap door through which Raoul and the Persian penetrated into the cellars of the opera house. In the communists' dungeon, I noticed numbers of initials traced on the walls by the unfortunate people confined in it, and among those were an R and a C. R.C., Raoul de Chagny. The letters are there to this day. If the reader will visit the opera one morning and ask leave to stroll where he pleases without being accompanied by a stupid guide, let him go to Box 5 and knock with his fist or stick on the enormous column that separates this from the stage box. He will find that the column sounds hollow. After that, do not be astonished by the suggestion that it was occupied by the voice of the ghost. There is room inside the column for two men. If you are surprised that when the various incidents occurred, no one turned round to look at the column, you must remember that it presented the appearance of solid marble, and that the voice contained in it seemed rather to come from the opposite side. For, as we have seen, the ghost was an expert ventriloquist. The column was elaborately carved and decorated with the sculptor's chisel, and I do not despair of one day discovering the ornament that could be raised or lowered at will, so as to admit of the ghost's mysterious correspondence with Mame Giry, or of his generosity.